Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about Land Tank. Shark Tank for land. It's Shark Tank for land investors. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Chuck asks, I just ran into this I just ran into this on my latest large download, data download. Ouch. About 90% of the results in the data set had mobile homes on the parcels with 0% improvements identified in the filter. From now on, I will be checking a few APNs on the county GIS before downloading.
Ding, ding. You don't get burned twice on this stuff, right?
This is true. You only make this once. This is the first time I've gotten stung on this after downloading boatloads of data from previous mailers. Lesson learned.
Yeah.
That's true. What I love is, this is the beauty of Success Plant. A few people have chimed in here, and I'm going to read some of their responses.
It's a forum.
Mm-hmm. So Eric added, you know, in most states, mobile homes are treated the same as cars, not considered real estate. They are registered like cars and are not considered attached to the land, thus not an improvement.
I'm going to repurpose a blog that I wrote a really long time ago and make it available on this podcast in the notes area of this podcast in all 50 states, how mobile homes are treated.
Okay.
Because he's right. Some are treated like cars. Some are personal property. Some are actually real estate. Very few.
Exactly. I'm gonna give a couple more comments here. Luke chimed in and said, I have seen that in some New Mexico counties. Can you sort by the assessed value or the taxes or some other data there to see if the vacant or mostly vacant stuff comes to the surface of the data? Just skim the top of the list and mail them instead of mailing all the houses, unless you're trying to buy houses. That's a whole other thing too. And then the last thing he added is sort by the bed or sort by bedrooms or square foot and cut all from the ones that have house data.
This is why
all good tips.
This is why Luke is making six digits a month doing this. High six digits, I might add, probably more. That's what he'll admit to. But we see how much data he pulls and we see what he sells on Landpin, and it's staggering.
Right.
That is exactly 100% correct, Luke. You have to look at this data creatively, just like Kathleen yesterday.
Yeah.
Look at the data creatively and make it work to your benefit.
Exactly.
You know, the first thing that I would start thinking about is, hold on a second, this county is all mobiles? And I got a mobile list?
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a mobile list, everybody?
I'm really happy with that.
Now I'm going to start buying and selling some mobile homes.
Hold on a moment, everyone. Exactly. This is not a bad thing.
The same people who buy land, rural vacant land, buy mobile homes. Trust me, I know this from decades of experience. And if you mix some of those in, you're going to do great.
Man.
I love buying and selling mobile homes.
I know. I mean, I look at it like that. It's gravy. I mean, any improvement like that on the land is gravy.
Yep.
And if you pick it up cheap, you know, because they're walking away from it and it comes with a mobile, that's not a bad thing.
That's the other thing. If these people own mobile homes and they own the land below it, so I'm not exactly sure what that data set was, if it was the mobile home owners or the land, the underlying land, both are gold.
Right.
You know, that could be, I would consider not veering off from what your acquisition criteria, but trying an experiment, let's say.
Saving that data and using it. And in another way, repurpose it and go for that data and maybe at another time.
I think you have to ask yourself, is it worth $500 to send a 1,000-unit mailer out to offer to buy land with a mobile home on it? And I think they're going to find the answer is by leaps and bounds, hell yes. Just to send it out as a test, just to see if you're into it or not.
That's true.
Some people can't stand buying and selling houses, wholesaling houses at all.
Right.
I'm not one of those people. Some people just do land and that's it, and that's fine.
Exactly.
But I think that's cool. I don't think that's a mistake that you made.
Right.
I think it's good.
I bet if you did a little work too, you could find a buyer before you, you know, if you start coming up with some nuggets in this, I bet you could do a little bit of research. I mean, heck, even Craigslist or something, and probably find some people that buy mobiles, you know, some kind of investor, and just give them to them. So you don't, still don't have to go out there and look at them.
60% of the people who buy mobile homes and houses as a primary residence live within a mile of where that house is located. Or they buy it for their sister or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in your data set already.
Mm-hmm.
There's a real good chance the person that you're going to buy this property for half of what it's worth and sell it to somebody that you received a letter.
Mm-hmm.
How many times, if you're a member in our group, how many times have you received a note back? Not the hate, but a note back saying, hey, I own a bunch of property in this area. You sent me a letter to buy mine. If you get any for this price, I'm happy to pay you more.
Exactly.
It happens all the time.
You're right.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on SuccessPlant or LandInvestors.com. Today's topic, Land Tank. It's a website Jill and I have started. It's Shark Tank for land investors. So picture this. If you haven't seen Shark Tank, you should really get out of the vacuum and get out from the under the rock that you live in and look it up, because it's pretty cool. It's a bunch of really, really wealthy capital investors, private money lenders, or not even, but equity partners. And people put products and companies in front of them, and they bid against it if they're interested at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out tons of our people in our group, or not in our group, just as Jill calls it, in our world.
is my term.
In this world of buying and selling land, sometimes you find a deal, you just don't have the cash yourself, which is, you know, don't hang your head about it. It's good.
Yeah.
You're doing it. That's great. Oh, wouldn't it be great?
More deals than money is good.
To have a single place to go where there's people who understand you. They understand what you're all about and how much time and energy, and they understand, they look at the deal just like you do and say, I got it. We'll run to the bank together on this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Land Tank is. And Jill wants to make a show out of it, like a video show.
Yeah, we might do that. I can see a niche for that. I mean, I thought, well, because what I thought we could do is we could do it in a live environment, you know, have people really come forward, and then we could, because here in LA, Lord knows there's enough investors and property and things around here. That's not hard. And then we could record it and then put it up on a website. I think that would be really fun.
So if you want to be on the panel, at least initially, and you have some type of personality, and you're not like an incredibly boring person, reach out to me at jack@landinvestors.com, and we're in the planning stages of it right now. We have the .com and the whole thing, and we have the people who are going to film it, the producers, all that stuff's done. We just need, we have a lot of people who want to bring deals, right? Mm-hmm. And they're mostly a lot of people are in our group.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be on the panel, and but you have to, you know, literally have to, not, if you're a movie star, don't not show up for this. If you're a real land investor, real land investor with real money, and you want to follow through and tell us 3 weeks later how much money you guys made together and all that,
mm-hmm.
let us know, because we'll put you on the panel.
Mm-hmm. Or you have a property. I mean, we'll open that up later where people can apply online with their investment. And there's probably a little bit of a screening process, let's be honest. And then we'll pick the 5 or 10 or however many we want to, you know, come forward and present their deals.
It's real simple. Parcel Fact is the mediator, let's say. Because what we'll do is put Parcel Fact up on a screen so that you just input the property, mm-hmm. and you look at it that way.
We can all look at it.
So if you haven't checked out Parcel Fact, check it out. FACT, parcelfact.com. It's a site that Jill and I started a while ago. It makes it really, and it's free. The initial lookups are free.
Yep.
To find your property.
You know. So Jack and I came up with this. We were driving one time between Arizona and California, and we were watching, you know, we're in the car. We got kind of tired of TED Talks because we would do those for a while. And this time we pulled up some Shark Tanks and we're watching some Shark Tanks. And isn't that funny? I'm just thinking, I don't know who came up with this. Like
you did.
Oh, did? Okay, thank you.
Like, I came up with the word, but then you bought .com right on your phone.
I did buy that. That's true. But it was kind of funny. You and I are good at brainstorming. When we get out of our normal environment and we're off somewhere, we come up with some pretty good ideas. And this is one of those where we came up with like, wait a minute, people could come forward instead of a company, come forward to the property. And it was like, would you do this deal? Evolved to, I need money to help do this deal. And here, and there's Land Tank. And I'm excited.
We will be cool. A money partner on that panel. We'll be on the panelist.
Exactly. We should be
one of us.
Wait a minute. That's even a better idea. We should do it separately. I think that would be fun because there's deals that you would take on that I might not take on and vice versa. I think you and I should not be a united front on all these deals. I think it'd be fun to be. Wouldn't that be cool? I see the wheels turning.
You know how...
I'll put some of my money up sometimes, and sometimes you put your money up.
And sometimes they have guests. I want to have guest panelists all the time.
Oh, yeah. There should be like four of us or more. Four or five.
But then it should interchange all the time. So sometimes you and I will be on the show together. Sometimes it'll just be one of us.
I think it'd be fun.
Maybe sometimes we won't be there at all.
What about this idea, too? What if we have, you know, on the panelists, the people who are selecting the deals and investing, I think it'd be fun to have... you know, all different property types. Like maybe they're into apartment buildings.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're looking to broaden their... So I don't really want someone that's done nothing but tires, you know what I mean? Or some kind of manufacturing. Because I don't want to... I don't know if...
No,
what do you
just
think?
Keep it to real estate only.
Yeah.
That's it.
So real estate only, but all types.
In the beginning, just land.
Yeah.
It's called Land Tank.
This would be really fun. I like this.
For every good idea we have... We have 9 other ones that really suck bad. And sometimes they're expensive. Very expensive failures.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's true. How many .coms do you think we have that we haven't used?
Like 50.
Okay. That's not bad, actually.
It's a good thing they only cost $8 a year.
Exactly. That's hilarious. Yeah, you know what? If you have a good idea, go get the .com and then think about it. And if you did, you know, you have at least have that option.
I had a lunch with a developer recently and he said, do you know how many .coms I have and how many? Because he said developers they have great ideas and they know how to build the website. And then after that, they have no idea how to market it.
That's funny.
They just know how to build stuff.
Yeah.
I'm all set up for that. We're set up for marketing, you and I.
Yeah. Oh, we're good at that.
Hey, do you have any suggestions about any of that stuff, again, or you want to be on the panel for landtank.com?
That's going to be fun.
Let me know. Jack@landinvestors.com. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
Get just about anything you want.
We'll use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Not alone. In your real estate ambition.
You know, it's so funny.
I can't wait to do that.
I know. I talked to a couple like a week or two ago. It was so cool. And it was funny because he said, Jill, he's like, I'm the inspiration. And my wife's the information. I thought, oh, that was really cool. He said, we figured it out. Who's who. I'm like, that's really good.
Yeah, if you have two information people, then you're just going to walk around with your head hanging all the time like me.
Well, nothing. You need the inspiration to push it to fruition.
Right.
So.
Like Shark Tank.
Exactly.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.